Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Walmart Stores, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. It seems like the whole world is in turmoil. Look at Egypt and all of the Middle East. Riots in the streets, dictators trying to hold on to their power. Turn to Europe, where the debt burden in Greece and Ireland and maybe Spain threaten the euro and European stability. And here in the United States, we have cities on the verge of bankruptcy. States such as California, Illinois, New York, that haven't balanced their checkbook in years. The biggest spender of all is our own federal government, which has grown to twice the size in just 10 years. Now, President Obama acknowledged that we have a mountain of debt. He offered to freeze spending, but never mentioned cutting spending, never suggested shrinking the size of government. The president missed his chance to lead. Now, I'm not ready to give up hope. Perhaps the president wants the Republicans to make the tough decisions and shoulder the political heat. He might be ready to reluctantly join them in supporting a grand plan fashioned after the bipartisan commission recommendations. To address our debt problem now and not wait would be good for the country and good for American agriculture. We don't want to go down the road of Greece. We don't want to burden our children with more debt. Our national debt totals $45,000 for every man, woman, and child now. Our national economy is improving with the ag industry leading. Prices of cattle and hogs, corn, soybeans, wheat, cotton, all strong. We are on the high road with agriculture and rural America lifting us out of the recession. Let's not allow our elected political leaders to sit on their hands, ignoring our problems, putting our recovery at risk. We are already hearing the whining and the crying from different groups, afraid that Uncle Sam will no longer be their sugar daddy. We need to get on top of our debt problem now. It's time to stop kicking the can down the road. It's like any other business. When the bank won't loan you any more money, you are in trouble. Or when China decides it's not going to loan us any more money, well, then it's too late. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.
In the rain, as we kiss goodbye.